This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Mike Tirico is the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football for ESPN. He is also the host of ESPN's coverage of the Masters on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It is a pleasure to have Mike Tirico back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, great to catch up with you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Before we get to Masters stuff, I haven't had the chance to tell you this. The opening for Monday Night Football with the old audio and video from ABC,
yeah.
I loved that. That was wonderful.
It's really neat. They put some work into this over the last couple of years just to go back to go and celebrate, really, the generations that Monday Night Football has spanned, and it has. It's 45 years now, so it's been a lot of fun and a lot of enjoyment and a lot of excitement for all of us to celebrate what Monday Night Football has been a part of American culture for all these many years, and it's just cool for us, for sure. So we enjoy celebrating, most of my lifetime as we go by and watch that open each week.
30 years from now, it's going to be your audio, it's going to be your video.
Hopefully I'm still there working it, right?
Oh, wow.
I'll take a good long run. I always tell people we're caretakers of it, kind of passing it along to whoever's next, whether it's within our company or within another company. It's just always a pleasure and a privilege to be a part of it. It's so much fun for us.
You know, speaking of television, the agreement that happens between the broadcast partners at Augusta National, you guys doing the coverage Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and CBS having it over the weekend, and yet there you are throwing it to Jim Nance. I would think it's kind of fun, kind of different.
It is neat. We get a chance to work with them, and we had a similar relationship for a long time with the folks from NBC at the U.S. Open, which is we're no longer a part of as Fox has taken over the whole thing. But the cable coverage was on ESPN, then ABC for a while, and then starting with Corey Pavin's win at Shinnecock, it switched over to NBC as the over-the-air broadcast. I guess 94 was that year. So it's given us the opportunity to work with the NBC Golf Group and work with the CBS Golf Group here at Augusta. And our collaboration is wonderful. They are first class and tremendous to work with, so it's a pleasure for us. And luckily for me, going back to, I guess it would be 1988 or 89, when Jim started doing the lead college basketball game at CBS, or one of the lead games, I worked at a CBS affiliate in Syracuse, New York, my first job out of school. So I've gotten to know Jim in various coverage aspects of the last quarter century. So we've become friends along the way, which we get to renew that every year. And no better place to renew friendships than being at Augusta National to do that.
You have been immersed the last few months in your football duties and then your college basketball duties. How much have you seen of what Tiger's been going through? And I'm curious. I'm curious to get your thoughts about all of that.
All of it. You know, we were out in Phoenix for the Super Bowl, so I had a chance to see what was going on there. And then I watched all 11 holes that he eventually played at Torrey Pines. And it's just a head-scratcher. It really is. I can't figure it out. I don't know if it's swing or back or brain or a combination of all three. But something just is not in the right place to allow Tiger to do what he has done for so many years. And in some ways it's hard to watch, but then in some ways you take a step back and go, he's had a 20-year run at or near the top, for the most part. If you include how he captivated everyone in his amateur days, it's been two decades. And almost in no sport does somebody stay on top that long. So while you love to see it go, while you love to see a smooth descent down the hill, that's not always the case. And the dismount from the top of the mountain is very difficult. I think Tiger's in the process of going through that right now.
We are talking with Mike Tirico from ESPN and ABC, talking about the 2015 Masters. You know, talking about Tiger, you've seen a lot of athletes, you've covered a lot of sports. How important is it that there is a dominating figure in a sport, whether it's a team sport or an individual sport?
I think it is for this reason, John. We go to the best. We invest time to watch champions crowned or stars shine. And in golf, Tiger answered both of those for us here over the last decade plus. And now he's not. And that's a little difficult for us to deal with, I think, as viewers and as fans, because we were so used to it. So who is that person to replace him? Well, to replace Tiger in terms of impact, I think you need a long run-up to get there. Because for golf to cross over beyond the hardcore golf fans, we're going to watch anybody. To get to the mainstream sports fans, it has to be somebody with something, some personality, he's the best to come down the pike in a long time, and we need to watch him early on and get invested in him. And because we don't have that, I think that is maybe missing out on the crossover fans like my mom or like my buddies who don't play golf and are tennis fans. We're just missing out on those folks right now in the sport, and that's a bit unfortunate.
Does that player, Michael, I'm curious about this, does that player have to do dramatic and riveting things like Tiger did, whether it was long shots, long putts, eagles, birdies, or can that person methodically go about their business like Jack did? I almost get the feeling in this day and time, he's got to be exciting.
Yeah, if you think, John, just in terms of television, who moved the meter? Who got people really excited to watch? Who created the best viewing opportunities for the casual fans when you saw on Friday in Friday's Sports Center or Saturday morning's newspaper, oh, he's on top of the leaderboard, I'm going to go watch. So who would those players be after Tiger in the last 20 years? Mickelson, for sure. Even though their win record is not as strong as maybe some other people, Fred Couples, John Daly, Greg Norman. Is there anyone in the last 20 years that you would say if their name was on the top of the leaderboard going to Sunday, it would pull in people from the outside of those five names? I've had a hard time coming up with somebody else who would be in that group that would move the meter like that. So for me, I think it does have to be someone who, I wouldn't say has to hit a 320, although all those guys did some of that in some regard, except for Phil. But one thing I would say, he has to be someone when they pull a club out of their bag, there's the chance they might do something that you have not seen done before or have rarely seen. If you think of Daly's drives, the way Couples just kind of had this buttery smooth turn and powered it 315 and just had a walk about him and a coolness about him that nobody else had. We know Tiger, Mickelson around the green. Norman had a flair for the dramatic and understood the moment. I can't think of many other guys recently who fit that description. So I think it does have to be somebody who is super special like that.
Do you think we can see that out of Rory?
Some. I think he's so darn good right now that he's a non-flair for the dramatic good. Drives it well. His irons are great. He'll go, wow, that's incredible. Wow, that's terrific. But he doesn't seem to extricate himself from, you know, the middle of Sherwood Forest, or, you know, get up and down from the side of a, you know, the deepest bunker that's ever been put on the face of the earth. He just has so much constant talent and consistent play that it doesn't seem like there's that wow factor compared to the other guys. But that doesn't take away from him as a golfer. I think he's just as good as everybody else out there. I love watching him play, and I think he belongs with the best of the best in terms of what we've seen the last decade or so.
Speaking of buttery smooth turn, and now that a lot of your duties are, it's getting warmer where you live, how much golf do you play?
I'll tell you a true story. So I live in the Midwest. I live in Michigan. And we have thankfully broken out to decent weather early on here in March. And it's not golf weather just yet, but it's warm enough. So just yesterday, I've had a good part of this week off, so this is mid-March, I went to go look for my golf clubs. I had no idea where they were. I didn't know if they were in the basement, tucked in the corner of the garage, or in the storage area in the back. And what that tells you is I play so little golf as it comes to this part of the year. I just do. It's just the way things have happened for me. So there'll be a time when the schedule's a bit less busy and the kids aren't at the age where I'm running to their practices and their sports right now that I'll be playing more golf. But it's okay for me at this point.
Doesn't have to be a score, but maybe it was the people with whom you were playing or the place you played. Best day on the golf course for you ever has been?
Well, I'm gonna have to disappoint you there. It's going to be fully score-driven for me. We had an opportunity to play. It was a golf course we played in West Hartford, Connecticut, all the time. My handicap's 12, 13. I'm not the greatest golfer in the world. That's when I'm playing and playing well. But I will say that I had the chance to play one day. I just made every shot possible, and I shot 74, and it was the greatest day. 76, excuse me. It was the greatest day of my life. I absolutely loved it. I still have the scorecard, and that's my eternal goal, to just get in the 70s more than once in my life and play the game at a higher level. But I will say the place I've enjoyed playing the most has been the few opportunities I've had to play Augusta National, because it's such a special place, and you sit there as a player, and especially for me, when you walk back to the 13th tee and you go, man, nobody gets back here unless they're playing, and only the best ever have been back here. It's a pretty special place, a piece of a very special place and property.
The buttery smooth turn of Mike Tirico.
No. It's just kind of get the body in the way of the ball and make contact.
I always appreciate the time. Thank you, Michael. I will see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, man. Thanks. Great talking to you, John, as always. Look forward to seeing you down there.